Soars. We got a morning in store this morning. Hallelujah. And I know that there were some problems getting in from the website. So most of you probably had to use your link from the connection. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for our wonderful ICT team. But as I told Sora Perryman this morning, that when the devil tries that hard for us to not to get in, there must be a blessing, a wonderful blessing for all of us this morning and through the rest of our week and through our month. So Sora Redman and Sora Perryman are here to give us our blessing this morning. Once again, as usual, cameras are optional. Cameras are optional. And please make sure that everybody, all of our sores that you know that we are on this morning. Hallelujah. This morning just was placed on my spirit. I will keep him in perfect whose mind is stayed on me. So thank you. And without further ado, Sora Redman, we will let you get started with our morning meditation.
Good morning. Good morning. Amen. Praise God. I was on mute. what a blessing it is to be together in the Word of God this morning. So what I want to focus on is gratitude. Gratitude has been placed on my heart all year. And I really wanted to focus our attention and our thoughts on a particular passage of scripture in Luke, the 17th chapter, verses 11 through 19. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you whole." Well, that particular passage of scripture and that story is really a wonderful example to me of how God has been so good to us and blessing us in so many ways. And we have to often take the time daily to reflect upon his goodness and make sure that not only are we reflecting upon it, but that we say thank you. That we say thank you, that we show him how grateful and how much he's appreciated for all of his goodness. Even a stranger that opens the door for us will say thank you. Even if we go to a restaurant and someone serves us and they didn't even cook the food, we'll say thank you. And we'll even add a tip. But what has God done? Isn't he worthy of so much more of our gratitude? And we can express it in so many ways, with our time, with our talent, with our intellect, in ministry, in our sorority. There are so many ways to show God our gratitude. There are so many benefits that come with just being called a Christian. Our sorority is founded on Christian principles, So this should be one of the main things that we find ourselves striving to do, is show gratitude, not only toward one another, but toward others. And we do that on a consistent basis. In Psalms 116 and 18, it says, "What shall I render to the Lord for all his goodness to me, for all his benefits to me? I will lift up a cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people." What is it that we told God we would do? What is it that he's already done? We can focus on the devastation of a pandemic, or we can focus on the divine God that has always brought us through hard times, difficult times. He's always been there. He's the one constant in our lives. He's always pulled us through the worst of times, been there at our lowest time. When everyone else left us, he was always there. When we thought we were alone, he said, "I'll never leave you or forsake you." When we didn't know how we were going to get through it, he continued to make a way out of no way. That's what he does. I mean, we were created for his glory. We did not make ourselves. We were created to worship him. We were created for his purpose. We just have the benefit of being a part of a sorority. We just have the benefit of being a part of families. We have the benefit of having a job. We have a benefit of having a home and a car. Those are just the benefits. That's not something that we have because we're so smart, because we're so educated, because, you know, I'm just so talented. That's how I'm able to achieve. You know, I do all these wonderful things, and my name is so great in the city because of all these things that I've done. No, that's been God's grace. That's been his mercy. That's been his favor upon our lives. Anything that we have, any blessing, any achievement that we can ever achieve on our own, obtain on our own, that we think has been God. It has been God's doing. God's doing all the way. And what have we done to show gratitude? And that's something that we all have to answer. Not only answer it, but make sure that we're acting upon it. It's an bloom. You say, "What is that? What do you mean, bloom?" Well, you know, in a few months, there will be all sorts of flowers growing and plants sprouting up because the snow is going to be gone. And the seeds that were in the ground, they'll be coming up. So all of this heartache, all of this pain, all of this loss that we have suffered through, and all the hard times, it may have pushed us down a little. It may have caused us to have some not so great days. But through it all, God has been there. And as much as we have been downtrodden and trampled upon and just really had to shoulder so many things that we never had to do before, because in a pandemic, we have experienced that everything that we do is so much harder virtually. Everything that we do is so much harder, period, because it takes more to do it. It's a heavier lift, but we are prepared for it. He's equipped us for it. But as much as we go down and we find ourselves getting deeper and deeper, God is already in the mix. Because when they thought they were trying to bury us, the pandemic thought it was trying to bury us. Okay, the lack of food and opportunities, education, all of these things probably thought it was trying to bury us, not able to do something as simple as give one another a hug. You know, that's something that we miss probably more than anything, gathering together. And for some, it probably was a heavy thing to carry. But as much as we have taken that has caused us devastation and maybe even challenge with depression, because we understand how mental health is so important to focus on. God has still been there. He's been that one constant. But the one thing that it is not aware of is that when you put a seed in the ground, the deeper it goes, there's something coming up. So we might be down, but we're not out. You know, we may have struggled, but we still have the victory because we have an opportunity to bloom. And when we bloom, we're thanking God. We're giving him glory with our lives, making sure that he understands that we're not going to be like this nine that said, hey, thank you for the blessing, I'm out. We're not going to be like the nine. We're going to come back and say, thank you, God. Thank you for delivering me out of this situation. Thank you for healing my body. Thank you for delivering my family and keeping my family. Thank you for blessing my sorority, God. Thank you for all of the benefits you have given me. Thank you for my peace. Thank you for allowing me an opportunity to yet press on, to yet be encouraged and encourage someone else. Thank you for being God in the midst of all of this that I am dealing with. I thank you, God. I thank you. And I give you my life and I will keep my vow. What is my vow? I'm going to give you my life. I'm going to live for you. It's an opportunity to bloom. What be? Build relationships. To build relationships. That's what that B stands for bloom. Build relationships with one another, with our community, build relationships in our businesses, whatever opportunities God has given us. We want to build those relationships, positive relationships. L, we want to love. I mean, love unconditional. 1 John 5:7 says, beloved, let us love one another. For God is of love, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. So as we have to love one another, we have to love one another unconditionally. Unconditionally. First, I gotta love myself, right? Amen. I gotta love God with all my heart. Love myself. Once I love myself, I can love you unconditionally. I mean, loving to the point, doesn't matter what you do, no matter what you say, I'm going to still love you, because that's what unconditional is. And even you say, well, you don't know what she said. You don't know how she hurt me. Well, I'm going to tell you, you got to forgive. You got to forgive without an apology. Forgive without, because guess what? Didn't God do that for us? Yeah, we repented, but we might have repented, you know, for all a few things when we came to the Lord. But he continues to forgive us every day. Every day he's forgiving us and we come back to him and he never turns us away. But sometimes he's forgiven us and given us grace and we didn't even say we were sorry. So why can't we do that for one another? We can do that for one another. Let's forgive. Forgive those that have trespassed against us. Because if we don't, God will not forgive us. And oh, let us be obedient to his word. Whatever God has told you to do, do it. Don't procrastinate. Don't put it on the back burner. Do what he has told you to do. Whatever he has commissioned us to do as a sorority, let us do it. Surely there's a call upon our chapter to do something great. Every year, there is a charge for us. Let us do it as unto the Lord. And oh, let us be optimistic about what God is doing, not only in our sorority, but in our lives. He is still getting us through. He is still worthy of the praise, and he is not done blessing us. There are still more blessings and benefits to come for all of us. So let us be focused on what God is still going to do. I don't care what it looks like. God is in it. He's working it out for our good. And M, you know what that M stands for. Let us magnify the Lord as we magnify sisterhood and service. First, we have to give glory and honor to God, because it is because of him that we have the opportunity to do anything that we've done and to continue to press on in any opportunities that our sorority or us individually have been given. It's because of him. So we want to magnify the name of the Lord. We want to make it greater. We want people to understand who we are and whose we are, because we understand that it is because of God. It is because of his blessing that we, his anointing on our lives, that we continue to be blessed and that we continue to have the ability to serve our community, to serve one another, and to love one another. But let us not be like the nine. Let us be grateful. Let us show gratitude, not only to God, but to one another. I'm so grateful when I see you on Zoom that you are live. I'm so grateful that we are not gathering at this moment for an Omega Mega service for you. I'm so grateful that we are still able to serve together and connect. That is enough. If God doesn't do anything more for us in our sorority, that is enough. That I still get to call you my sorors or my sorors. That we still get to magnify the Lord together. So I just want to remind us all to show gratitude to the Lord for all his benefits, all of the goodness he has shown upon us. Let's focus on what God has done, because he is not through blessing us. Amen. God bless you.
Amen, amen, and amen. That was a word, hallelujah, amen, amen. Sor Perryman.
Amen, I am here. I am just excited on what God is doing. I just want to be honest with you, my sores. My toes were curling when she was preaching that word, because please understand, when we are on one accord, God will show up and show out, because he is for us, not against us. So, amen. If we can just bow our heads, if we can clear our minds and let the Holy Spirit proceed. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today with the love and the appreciation of your goodness and your mercy. For we have tasted and see that you are so good. As our source said, we will have the spirit of gratitude. We thank you for your strength that flows through us as we approach each day. Father, we thank you for the sisterhood of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, the sisterhood that your Holy Spirit reigns over. In the precious spirit of the one true living God, give us the faith to pray for the blessings from heaven to come to this earth and the strength to do mighty and great things in your name. We thank you, Lord, for the hope that we will see a better future, and the love that you give us unconditionally, may we spread it to others unconditionally. We thank you, Father, that as we say yes to your will and your way, we will take the time out to hear what you have to say, because it is only fitting that we give personal time to the great Elohim, the God of all creation. We will say yes and allow you to lead the way, where we won't be afraid of what's ahead, Father, because you have equipped us and armed us with leaders, sisters, sorors, and mighty women of God to fight against any obstacles in our way. And when we pray, Father, we know that the angels will move on our behalf as we speak the word of God. We will not be afraid of the disappointments of this life may give, but we will depend on the word of God that is in each of our bellies, the mighty word that is stronger than any double-edged sword. Let it rise up, Father, as we think about the goodness and pure things of our mighty God. With our yes, Father, we understand that our lives is not our own, but it is yours, the one who died for our sins. So we praise you and give you the glory, honor that goes to our Christ Jesus, because with each yes that we will have peace that surpasses all understanding, and the joy that will flood not only our hearts, but our minds, Father. For we will decree and declare that you save the best to those who trust and obey your will and your way. Great and mighty is our faithful God that will come to abide and answer his children when we call with no delay. We will believe that he who is the creator and who created a good work in us will be faithful to complete it. For we may not choose our situation, but we can choose our story and the way that we choose to act on it. We won't live with any regrets because we choose to believe the word when it says, God's mercies are renewed every morning. We will decree and declare that we are living our blessed life regardless of this pandemic and worldly restrictions, because if you have brought us to any adversity, you will bring us through it. For you are the reason we are who we are, Father. So touch us, O Lord, because you are truly all we have ever need, because you reign supreme over our lives, and in you we are complete. Now, Father, we leave each other's presence. Let us thank you in advance that this will be a prosperous day, a prosperous week, a prosperous month, and a prosperous year for each and every one of us, and even those who are connected to us and those that we touch. We thank you, Lord, that the doors of success will be open. For we are fully persuaded that what you have promised in your word, that you will be able to do and perform it exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think. So we ask this in Jesus' mighty, matchless name. Let our sorrows say amen, and it is so.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, and it is so. Sorrows, we want to thank you for joining us today for this monthly prayer call. We want to thank our sorrows, Erica Perryman, and also our soror, Georgianne Redman, for such a wonderful blessing on this morning, on this bright and sunny morning. I just want to leave you with some parting words, and then I'm going to hand it over to our Madam President. As Sora Redman was giving the meditation, and then as I was listening to Sora Perryman pray, I was reminded of a song of Dorinda Clark Cole, and it goes, I got a reason to praise him. And then she starts to count the reasons. She says, he woke me up this morning. He put food on my table. Mm-hmm. I've got a reason to praise him. And Soros, we all have a reason to praise him. And so I am so thankful that you are joined here today. And not because of the numbers, but when we join together in prayer and we put prayer first, there's nothing that we cannot do, because God is giving us the instructions that we need individually and collectively. So thank you for gathering with us today. Please spread the word about our monthly prayer calls. They're the first Saturday of each month at 8:30. You can also submit prayer requests to our chaplain email. And if you want a prayer warrior to stand with you in prayer, if you want a call from us, please submit that as well to chaplain@deltasac.org. And now with that, I'm going to hand it over to our Madam President.
Thank you, Sora Gray, and amen, amen, and amen. This message was a true blessing for me. So I want to thank Sora Redman from my blazing Southwest region. We do call each other Sora in the Southwest. But that was a mighty word. And I love Sora Danita put attitude of gratitude in the chat. And I love that. And I'm going to remember that bloom. However, even in our darkest hour, we have so much to be grateful for and so much to praise God for. So he promised us that he would be with us. He didn't promise us that we wouldn't see bad days and bad times, but he promised us he would never leave us. And he is so true to that. God is so faithful. And I'm just so thankful. I'm grateful to have so many sorors online this morning and able to receive that word firsthand. So I thank God for all of you being here. Thank God for our fabulous, sensational Council of Chaplains, our ICT team that continues to work so hard. I just thank God for each of you, our leadership team. And I just ask that we continue to keep each other lifted in prayer. It's so much going on. Sorors are dealing with so much. So we just have to pray without ceasing. So we will continue to do so. And enjoy your day, sorors. I'm just a little full right now. So I won't, belabor, but it was a beautiful message. Thank you so much. I'm blessed. Amen. Have a good day, sorors. I saw Rhonda Simon put in the chat, check on your sorors. Yes, we have to check on our sorors. We need some wellness checks out there, and this is the perfect time to do so, Sisterhood Month. Happy Sisterhood Month, sorors, and have a great day and continue to be great because that's what you are. God loves you, and so do I. Have a good day.